Imagine a young woman, bright and beautiful, her whole life ahead of her. Now imagine that life abruptly cut short by an ex-lover, unable to accept rejection. This isn't fiction. It's the real-life tragedy of Claire Burnell. Claire was an ambitious beauty consultant at the renowned Harvey Nichols store in Knightsbridge, London. Her cheerful demeanor and passion for her work made her a favorite among customers. But beneath the surface of her seemingly perfect life, a storm was brewing. Michael Petch, Claire's ex-boyfriend, was unable to accept the end of their brief relationship. His love for Claire twisted into a dangerous obsession, which would eventually lead to a terrifying climax in the heart of one of London's most prestigious stores. Join us today as we delve into the chilling story of Claire Burnell, a tale of love turned obsession, leading to a horrific end. It all started innocently enough. Claire Burnell, a beauty consultant, met Michael Petch at work. He was a security guard at Harvey Nichols, where Claire worked. Their worlds collided in the glitz and glamour of the Knightsbridge store, and before long, they found themselves drawn to each other. In the beginning, their relationship seemed like any other. They shared laughter, dreams, and the everyday rhythms of life. Claire, with her radiant smile and effervescent personality, seemed to have found a companion in the stoic and seemingly gentle Michael. But as the weeks turned into months, an unsettling aspect of Michael's personality began to surface. His demeanor shifted from being protective to possessive, his actions from caring to controlling. He would monitor Claire's movements, show up unannounced at her work, and overstep boundaries that Claire had clearly set. His possessiveness, initially mistaken for love, soon revealed itself as an obsession. Claire started to feel suffocated, trapped in the clutches of a man whose love had mutated into something darker, something threatening. It was during this time that Claire's friends and family began to notice the change. They saw the fear in her eyes, the trembling in her voice when she spoke of Michael. They saw the radiant Claire they knew and loved slowly fading away. Realizing the gravity of her situation, Claire made the difficult decision to end the relationship. She hoped that this would bring an end to her ordeal, that she could reclaim her life and find her way back to the vibrant woman she once was. But as time went on, the relationship soured, and Claire decided to end things. Little did she know, this would mark the beginning of her nightmare. With the end of their relationship, a darker side of Michael Petch emerged, one Claire could never have anticipated. As the curtain fell on their romance, a shadow rose in its place, a menacing figure that would relentlessly pursue Claire Burnell. Michael Petch, once a partner, had metamorphosed into an unrelenting stalker, his obsession with Claire escalating with each passing day. The stalking began subtly, almost imperceptibly. Claire would notice Michael at places he had no reason to be, near her workplace, along her route home, even close to her favorite coffee shop. She would catch glimpses of him, lurking in the shadows, his presence a constant, unnerving reminder of their failed relationship. It was as if he had become a ghost, haunting her every step, a specter of a past she desperately wanted to escape. As days turned into weeks, the stalking escalated. Michael's presence was no longer just a specter. It was a tangible threat. He began to make his presence known, no longer just content with being a silent observer. He would leave notes for Claire, messages that oscillated between professions of undying love and chilling threats of what he would do if she didn't come back to him. Claire's life became a living nightmare. Every ring of her phone, every knock on her door, every shadow that moved at the corner of her eye induced a wave of terror. She was living on the edge, the threat of Michael's obsession hanging like a sword over her head. She tried to escape the clutches of this terror. She changed her routines, avoided familiar places, even altered her appearance. But Michael was always a step ahead, his obsession with her driving him to lengths that were unthinkable. His relentless pursuit was a clear testament to a twisted fixation that knew no bounds. Despite the terror, Claire found the strength to fight back. She reported the instances of stalking and the threats to the police. She sought help from her workplace, hoping they could provide some form of protection. But her pleas were met with indifference, her fears dismissed as the overreactions of a woman scorned. Claire was living in constant fear, a prisoner of Michael's obsession. Her pleas for help, however, fell on deaf ears. Terrified and desperate, Claire turned to the authorities and her employers for help. In the face of constant terror, Claire found herself in a position no person should ever be in. She was living a nightmare, her every waking hour consumed by fear, and so she sought help. She turned to the people she believed could protect her, the police and her employers at Harvey Nichols. but Claire's pleas for help were met with an inadequate response. Claire reported her experiences to the police, detailing the relentless stalking and harassment she was subjected to by Michael Peck. She hoped they would step in, that they would serve as her shield against this man who seemed hell-bent on shattering her peace. However, despite her pleas, her reports, and the evident fear in her eyes, the police response was far from sufficient. The police did take some action. Michael was arrested, charged, and a restraining order was put in place. But the system that was supposed to protect Claire from harm failed her. Despite the restraining order, Michael was released on bail, free to continue his terrifying obsession. Claire also sought help from her employers, expecting them to provide a safe working environment. She was, after all, a dedicated beauty consultant at Harvey Nichols, a place she should have felt secure in. But Claire's pleas were met with a similar lack of urgency. Despite knowing about Michael's threatening behavior, the store did not provide the necessary protection Claire so desperately needed. This lack of action from both the police and her employers allowed Michael's behavior to escalate unchecked. His obsession with Claire grew. His actions became more frightening, more threatening. Yet Claire, despite her pleas and her evident terror, was left to face this growing threat alone. It's a chilling reminder of how systems and institutions, designed to protect us, can sometimes fail. Claire's story is a tragic example of this. She did everything right. She reported the stalking, she sought help, she begged for protection. But the system, the very system that was supposed to shield her, failed her. But despite Claire's pleas, the system failed her, and Michael's obsession continued to spiral. On September 13, 2005, Claire's worst fears came true. This was the day that Claire Bernal, a vibrant beauty consultant at Harvey Nichols, would breathe her last. Her life, filled with promise and potential, was abruptly and horrifically ended in the very place where she should have felt safe, her workplace. Michael Petch, Claire's ex-boyfriend turned stalker, walked into the store in Knightsbridge, London. His intentions were far from benign, his mind consumed by a twisted obsession that had escalated over months, despite Claire's attempts to seek help. Claire found herself face to face with Petch, her personal nightmare manifesting in the most terrifying way. The store, usually bustling with customers seeking the latest trends and high-quality products, became the stage for a scene of unimaginable horror. In an act of extreme violence, Petch fatally shot Claire. The echoes of the gunshot reverberated through the store, forever etching that moment into the memories of those present. This was not an act of passion, nor a moment of madness. It was the culmination of a relentless campaign of stalking and harassment that Claire had endured at the hands of Petch after their brief dating period ended. The bright lights of the store that day were overshadowed by a dark cloud, a chilling testament to the tragic reality of Claire's life, a life marked by fear, distress, and a desperate cry for help that seemed to fall on deaf ears. Claire's life was brutally cut short. Her dreams, aspirations, everything she could have been and everything she could have given to the world, all extinguished in an instant. She was a victim of a system that failed to heed her pleas, a system that failed to protect her from the very real danger that was Michael Petch. Her death was not just a personal tragedy, but also a societal one. It was a stark reminder of the failings in our system, of the need for stronger laws against stalking, and the importance of taking every cry for help seriously. Claire's life was brutally cut short, a tragic result of a system that failed to protect her from her stalker. Her story is a call to action, a plea for change, so that no other person has to suffer the same fate. In the wake of Claire's death, questions were raised. Why couldn't Michael Petch just let Claire go and live her life? Why did the system fail to protect Claire? The circumstances that led to Claire's tragic end are a chilling reminder of the insidious nature of stalking, of an obsession that morphed into a deadly fixation. Claire Bernal's story is a testament to the fact that stalking is not a minor offense, but a serious crime that can escalate into something far more fatal. In this case, the system that was supposed to protect Claire instead failed her. Despite Claire's repeated attempts to seek help, the imminent danger she was in was not fully realized until it was too late. This raises a crucial question. How can society ensure that cries for help are not just heard, but acted upon? Claire's mother, Tricia Bernal, turned her grief into action. She has since campaigned tirelessly for increased awareness and stronger laws against stalking, a testament to a mother's love and a commitment to ensuring that no one else suffers the same fate as her daughter. Her campaign sheds light on the fact that stalking is not to be trivialized or ignored, but recognized and responded to with urgency. It's essential to understand that stalking isn't just about the violation of privacy. It's about the loss of freedom, the constant fear, the feeling of being hunted. It's about the psychological trauma that lingers long after the stalking ends, if it ends. And in Claire's case, it's about a life cut short, a bright future extinguished. As we delve deeper into the issue, it becomes apparent that the fight against stalking is not just a legal battle, but a societal one. It requires a shift in mindset, a recognition of the severity of the crime, and an understanding that ignoring or minimizing it can have dire consequences. So what can we do as individuals, as a society? We can start by listening, by taking reports of stalking seriously, by supporting victims, and by advocating for stronger laws and more effective enforcement. As we remember Claire Bernal, let's reflect on the need for better protection against stalking and the importance of taking such threats seriously. The story of Claire Bernal is a chilling reminder of the dangers of stalking and obsession. We've journeyed through the life of a vibrant beauty consultant whose existence was tragically cut short by an ex-boyfriend who refused to accept the end of their relationship. From the enchanting beginnings of Claire and Michael's relationship to the insidious start of the stalking and Claire's desperate pleas for help, we witnessed the chilling culmination of Michael's obsession in the heart of a bustling department store and the ripple effects of this tragedy, felt by Claire's loved ones and beyond. The tale of Claire Bernal is not just a story of an individual, but a stark portrayal of a societal issue that continues to claim lives. As we reflect on Claire's story, we must ask ourselves some tough questions. Why couldn't Michael Petch just let Claire go and live her life? What drives a person to such levels of obsession that they would rather end a life than accept the end of a relationship? Could more have been done to protect Claire? These are questions without easy answers, but they are questions that need to be asked. We invite you to join the conversation. Share your thoughts in the comments below. Why do you think Michael Petch couldn't just let Claire go and live her life? Let's keep the conversation going. This dialogue is not just about understanding Claire's story, but about raising awareness and igniting change. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share this video. Each share is a step towards raising awareness about stalking, a step towards ensuring that no one else has to endure what Claire did. Share your thoughts in the comments below. Why do you think Michael Petch couldn't just let Claire go and live her life? Let's keep the conversation going. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share this video to raise awareness about stalking.